And our second half's about to begin.
It's the Bench Warmers. Wood.
Get her a hobby. You know what would be great, babe? Taxidermy. I think that would fit you really well. I hope you guys are out there with pen and paper writing this down.
Notch.
You know who should party with Adrian Peterson? Drummond Turtle. They took care of Vincent Chase. He never got arrested until the end of season 7.
AM 1450. FM 1033. KNSI.
It's 11:07, the Bench Warmers live and local sports talk here at the Blue Line in Sartell. Come join us. Pinecone Road, 2nd Street South. We're by the Walgreens and the Strip Mall. Great second hour for you. Don Lines is out in Denver. We're going to check in with him. He's doing the Huskies hockey games. Gophers, Little Brown Jug game against Michigan. It's about 4 minutes in. Big news, Denard Robinson not playing for the Wolverines.
And that's a huge blow for Michigan because he is their offense.
But right now we have an exclusive.
We do. This exclusive. Is a KNSI exclusive.
Deer hunting opener.
Did
it's a sport.
Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer?
What
did
is
you
this?
The 30-pointer? As we jumped into the truck.
It's the 30-point buck song, Wood.
Oh, my God.
What?
You guys are murdering music today. I hope you're happy. You guys are like OJ right now, murdering music.
We got a 30-point buck here with us right now.
We always want to get the other side. We always want to get the other side of the story.
Because a sport has two teams,
exactly.
Two sides,
and we always hear about, oh man, I saw a big deer and I shot it. That's a little more southern accent, but you know what I'm saying.
A little bit.
So we brought in, we went out, we recruited, we beat on the path, and we brought in Bucky, the elected leader of the deer. How you doing, Bucky?
Hey, it's really an honor to be here today.
Well, I'm glad you made it. I mean,
thank you.
It's a little treacherous out there for you.
Yeah, the traffic is pretty bad. I had to run across.
They got to watch for cars, too, because not just guns. Sometimes they get you with cars, too.
Yeah. My brother last week, Jeep, not good. But, you got to look both ways before you cross the street. That's what I always say.
Can I ask you a question? Why do your people just stop in the middle of the road? Like, if you're just going across and all of a sudden you see headlights and just stop.
Well, you know, we're going just across the road there, and then we see the lights and we're like, oh, what's that? And then we see it's a car, and then we try to get out of the way. But, you know, it just grabs our attention right away. We're just kind of confused, just very curious to see what it is.
Well, all right, so we want to talk to you because obviously today is the opening of deer season.
Yes, yes.
They can hunt you with guns and stuff.
Yes.
And that seems almost unfair to me.
It's quite unfair.
Because you don't have guns.
No, we do not. Because we don't have thumbs, so.
Now, what is your challenge to the people out there? You know, let's say there's a guy out there in his deer stand right now, and let's say he sees a deer. What would the deer like to say to him?
I would like to say, drop the gun and come at me, because...
Mano a mano?
Mano a mano.
Mano a deero, more like
with
it.
With
deero.
Yes, thank you.
No problem.
For the correction. Come at me with your bare hands. You know, I'm a 28-point buck.
Ooh.
I will ram you in the gut, in the face. And this gun garbage has got to stop. I'm over it, and it's not fair to me or my brethren.
Now, is it true that you have black armbands or hoof bands
yes.
that you're all wearing?
Yes, it is.
To commemorate your fallen
yes,
brethren?
Yes, over the past few years, it's an organization my wife started. Her name's Donna. Black hoof bands. And it just commemorates all that we've lost in our lifetime, and which seems to be getting smaller by the season.
Now, take us through a day. Normally, when it's not deer season, what's it like? I mean, you just running around prancing throughout the day?
Yeah, you know, you wake up at about 4, go scavenge for some food.
Sure.
And
vegetables.
End up by a stream, usually lick from that, try to get some water. It's where people always take pictures, I guess. It's always like, I'm just trying to drink some water, sir. But, yeah, I have my picture. And then, you know, continue on the day, have some lunch, play with the kids a little bit. And then, you know, call it a night. You know, just try to kind of have fun with your family, have some family time, story time, and then it's lights out by about 9:30.
And then just around November comes rolling around, and this happens.
Yeah.
Now what's your life like?
It's scary. You always got to be alert. I haven't slept in 4 days, just in anticipation. I don't know when I'll sleep again. I assume January, maybe. I don't know. I'm tired. And you just got to keep going. You got to keep moving away. From the safest places are actually in the city, so because we're all coming out of the woods,
sure,
to try to stay away, and so that's the challenge right now, is to try to find a place that's safe in the city.
So you're hiding out like in apartment complexes, areas like that.
Yeah,
trying to stay with the hunters, thinking they won't shoot you if you're You're in a heavy populated area?
Yeah, yep. But then that brings up the problem of cars. So, you know, double-edged sword there.
They get you coming and going.
Yep, exactly.
Well, Bucky, I appreciate you taking the time out to join us today.
Good luck out there.
Thank you.
Stay safe.
I will try.
And as always, just keep your head up.
Thank you. I'd love to talk to you again.
Any message you want to say, FCC, you know, of course, factoring in. But what do you want to say to the hunters out there?
Better watch your backs, because we're coming.
Bucky the Deer, thank you for taking the time out to join us today.
Be careful if you're hunting also, because you might anger the wrong one.
Yeah, don't shoot an orange. There's no deer out there wearing orange. So if you see orange, don't shoot.
Yeah.
That's a safety thing.
If you're wearing one of those knit caps with the horns on top, then you're really asking for it.
Then that's on you.
Yeah, that's on you.